American pilots raise serious maintenance issues. Air Canada hangs out the Help Wanted sign. And the FAA reaches a major next-gen milestone. This is Aero News for Monday, September the 24th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Well, you don't have to have read much about the state of air travel without having heard about the battles underway at American Airlines. With both sides trading charges and barbs, one must take all of the statements with a grain of salt, but the Allied Pilots Association has just fired a shot across the bow that needs to be looked into. APA, the Certified Collective Bargaining Agent for American Airlines' 10,000 pilots, has countered recent media reports blaming pilots for disrupting flight schedules with trivial maintenance requests with some damning details. In a statement released by the union, APA has provided a sampling of the substantive maintenance-related issues that their pilots have documented in the past several days, including a left engine generator failed in flight, an aircraft sustaining a lightning strike, the ground proximity warning system failed in flight, a partial flight control failure, a weather radar test inoperative, a fuel leak on the right wing main tank, a left landing light was damaged, a wind shear warning failure, a brake anti-skid failure, and an engine start valve that failed to close. The statement also notes that American has sustained record FAA fines totaling $162 million in the past year. APA President Keith Wilson says things will not get better soon, saying, quote, "The maintenance situation is not getting any better since management announced plans to outsource many maintenance operations. When maintenance operations are shipped overseas, quality control and FAA oversight only become more difficult." Well, the outlook is much brighter at Air Canada as the airline announces plans to hire an additional 900 employees in the coming year. So what kinds of people is Air Canada looking for? Well, in addition to 160 new customer service call center agents hired to date this year, Air Canada is hiring an additional 60 agents in the coming months for its call centers in Montreal and Toronto. The airline plans to hire approximately 400 flight attendants to compensate for attrition and meet planned scheduled requirements for its main network airline. It will also be seeking candidates for approximately 500 permanent, part-time, and full-time airport customer service agent and baggage handler positions at its major airport bases located across Canada. Air Canada's planned low-cost carrier will be hiring approximately another 150 flight attendants and 50 pilots for its launch in 2013. Information on Air Canada job postings is available online, and interested candidates with the necessary qualifications can apply there. Preference will be given to candidates fluent in both English and French. The FAA said on Thursday it has selected Harris Corporation Government Communications Systems to provide data communications integrated services with a subcontracting team that includes Air Inc. Incorporated, GE Aviation, and Thales. The contract will supplement the voice communications currently used in commercial aviation with a digital system for clearer, more efficient communication between air traffic controllers, the flight deck, and pilots. Voice communication is currently the primary means of relaying information in air traffic management. However, voice communication is not the most effective way for air traffic controllers and pilots to communicate because it can be time-consuming and limiting. Datacom supplements today's analog voice-only air-to-ground communication systems with a digital system, and it will become the primary mode of communication in air traffic in the future. Datacom will provide a two-way data exchange between controllers and flight crews for clearances, instructions, advisories, flight crew requests, and reports. It will enhance air traffic safety by allowing controllers to give more timely and effective clearances and more reliable messages to reduce the risk of incidents associated with voice communications. It will also help air traffic controllers safely handle more traffic by reducing congestion on radio frequencies and related errors. The FAA will deploy data communications in air traffic control towers by 2016 and in air traffic facilities that manage high-altitude traffic beginning in 2019. This $331 million contract covers 7 years with 10 additional one-year options. NASA's managers, SpaceX officials, and international partner representatives have set Sunday, October the 7th, as the target launch date for the first contracted cargo resupply flight to the International Space Station under NASA's Commercial Resupply Services contract. International Space Station program managers confirmed the status and readiness of the Falcon 9 rocket and its Dragon cargo spacecraft for the SpaceX CRS-1 mission, as well as the space station's readiness to receive Dragon. The launch of the Dragon spacecraft will be the first of 12 contracted flights by SpaceX to resupply the space station and marks the second trip by a Dragon to the station following a successful demonstration mission back in May. SpaceX services under the CRS contract will restore an American capability to deliver and return significant amounts of cargo, including science experiments, to the orbiting laboratory, a feat that has not been available since the retirement of the space shuttle. When Aero News continues, those Myrtle Beach helicopter tours are on again for the time being. Southwest Airlines takes blended winglets to the max. And the Alphabet groups seek White House help over the European Union's emissions trading system.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher-performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Monday, September 24th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The owner of Helicopter Adventures in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, has won a round in court that will allow the company to keep flying, at least for the time being. The Horry County Circuit Court has ruled that Freddie Rick can continue operating while he appeals a zoning board ruling that said his business is not appropriate for the area in which it operates. The business opened in May after receiving all of the proper permits to build a helipad and fly tours, but people living near the business were quick to complain, and many of them contributed to a legal fund to try to put Helicopter Adventures out of business, at least near their homes. The company changed flight paths in an effort to accommodate the residents, but they have vowed to fight until the company is gone. Last week, the Zoning Board of Appeals agreed with the residents and said that the business was not appropriate for the area for which it was originally approved. But Rick has the right to appeal that decision, and now Myrtle Beach Online reports that he has won the right to continue to operate while that appeal works its way through the system. Aviation partners Boeing announced the largest single order in its history last week, with Southwest Airlines purchasing up to 268 additional sets of blended winglets for Boeing Next Generation 737-700 and 737-800 aircraft, surpassing its original order placed in 2003. This order will ensure that all of Southwest's future Boeing Next Generation 737 aircraft will be equipped with blended winglets until Southwest Airlines transitions to the Boeing 737 MAX. Blended winglets provide the most reliable form of fuel hedging available in today's volatile fuel market. The performance lasts for the life of the aircraft, and regardless of fuel price, they continue to generate a savings. To date, aviation partners Boeing estimates that blended winglet technology has saved airlines worldwide more than 3.3 billion gallons of jet fuel. Nearly 5,000 blended winglet systems are now in service on Boeing 737s, 757s, and 767s, with more than 200 airlines worldwide. Aviation Partners Boeing is a Seattle-based joint venture of Aviation Partners, Inc. and The Boeing Company. A group of 19 aviation organizations has sent a letter to President Obama calling for him to take legal action against the European Union Emissions Trading Scheme. The groups include airline, business aviation, general aviation, and sport aviation associations, the so-called alphabet groups. In the letter dated September 17th, the coalition asks Obama to file an Article 84 proceeding with the International Civil Aviation Organization, the ICAO, to challenge the EU's inclusion of international aviation operations in its regulation on carbon emissions, arguing that only ICAO has the authority to regulate such matters on a global scale. Article 84 of the Chicago Convention allows the ICAO to resolve aviation-related disputes among member states if prior attempts at reconciliation prove futile. The aviation industry has opposed the proposal because it's been developed as a unilateral regional dictate that does not promote harmonization and instead sets in motion a patchwork of separate and potentially conflicting regulations. Additionally, the EU ETS violates international agreements and U.S. sovereignty by taxing emissions on even the portion of flights to the EU that take place over U.S. airspace. Finally, the proposal does not demonstrably advance environmental objectives because revenues collected through the scheme are not required to be invested in emission abatement initiatives. Well, we've all heard it before. You know the saying, there's an app for that. Well, one flight attendant certainly wishes it weren't true. Wendy Ronell Dye, 43 years old, a flight attendant for Horizon Air, was arrested in Oregon City on Friday evening for the theft of a passenger's iPad. A Nevada man left the iPad on a recent flight where another passenger found it and turned it over to flight attendant Dye. Unfortunately for Ms. Dye, the iPad's owner had only recently downloaded the app Find My iPad. When he activated the app, it led police to Ms. Dye's home in Oregon. KSEE-TV reports the woman claimed not to have used the iPad, saying she placed it in a personal bag and had forgotten all about it. But an examination of the iPad found some of her personal information loaded onto it, including a reminder of her husband's upcoming birthday. The iPad is now being returned to its owner in Reno, Nevada, and odds are Mr. Dye is not going to enjoy the happy birthday he might have hoped for. That's our report for Monday. I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.